HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
You're watching On the Record, and today our guest is someone who is very, very key to a process we've all been looking forward to, because today is the day that the vaccination has been opened up to the second phase. That means anyone above 50 can just go and get vaccinated if they have a slot, and those above 45 if they have comorbidities. That has been accepted and approved by the government. We are joined by Arish Sharma, who is the head of the National Health Authority. He is also the person who is in charge of vaccine administration. So thank you so much, sir, for speaking with Hindustan Times. I want to start off, of course, by asking you, the first piece of news that we got today was the fact that as soon as the second phase started, the Prime Minister went to All India Institute of Medical Sciences and got himself that first dose. I wanted to ask you, sir, because you have been monitoring the way the vaccine has been administered and the process of it since it started on the 16th of January. What kind of impact do you think the Prime Minister getting the jab has had?
Well, that is a most positive message. That will send a most positive message to everybody. And especially those who were, kind of doubting that the vaccine will have side effects, and people were hesitant and other kinds of things. So I think Prime Minister's taking the jab is actually a very, very powerful message. Nothing could have been more powerful to show his support to the whole program. And in any case, he has been the spirit behind this entire, citizen-centric approach, which we are starting from today.
And so the fact that the whole thing has been opened up now. Now, one of the things that, we've just had, we were also kind of discussing how to cover it all. One of the things that we saw in the morning, sir, is that initially there was talk of people registering via an app. But today there's a clarification that has come out from your side, the government side, saying that they don't have to go into an app. They just have to go to the website to register themselves. Can you, for all those people who are going to tune in, who are reading this as well, who are listening to this, can you tell us and clarify for us just exactly what people have to do?
Thank you very much, Sunetra. I think this is a very important question. And, I have also been getting all kinds of screenshots on my WhatsApp saying that, look, this is not working and this is not working. Unfortunately, they have been trying wrong, some kind of other apps or websites or whatever. So I want to clarify that there are, as of now, only two inlets, so to say, which are besides the walk-in, vaccinations. One is the website. What is the portal? This is covin.gov.in. On that portal, you can register yourself. That's one part. And, once you register yourself, then you can, provide your mobile number. OTP will come. And thereafter, you can register up to 4 persons on one mobile number. So that's one way of registering yourself. And then, of course, you can schedule appointments. The other way is the Arogya Setu app has created an extension, so to say, relating to COVID vaccination. There also you can go and register yourself or log in into your account, which has been created for you, which is basically up to 4 people. So suppose you have created 2 people's account on your mobile, and then you again log in, you will be asked if you can add 2 more, or you will be asked whether you want to schedule the vaccination for those people who have been registered. So essentially, these are the 2 sources through which you should register yourself. Other things or other apps, if somebody is just kind of putting that only will give you a lot of trouble. So I just want to clarify this, that we have not put up any app, so to say. The app, the government's app of Arogya Setu, that app itself is now, giving the facility of registering for COVID vaccination.
So, sir, there was a little bit of miscommunication, do you think, about people thinking there was another app, because I think it was some kind of information. And I completely understand, sir. You know, we're dealing with large numbers. So there's bound to be some kind of, you know, niggling glitches that begin on the first day. So was there a decision later on to not confuse people with a different app?
No, actually, the confusion was not created by the government or any miscommunication. Confusion nowadays does get created by WhatsApp messages and, you know, somebody tries to do something and then say, look, this is not working, and therefore the whole thing gets viral and stuff like that. So actually, we have not created any confusion. We have always maintained that there will be only two sources. Besides, of course, you can walk down and you can register yourself there then and there itself and get vaccinated, provided there is vacancy. But these are the two sources. Of course, the Common Service Center will also be using our COWIN portal app till they create their own app, till they create their own website or portal. Because the way we have organized it, Sunetra, is that, you know, we have published our APIs. APIs are like, you know, plugins, connectors. And anybody can write an application using those APIs and can send us the data, provided that application is certified by us to be API compliant and secure. So thus far, Arogya Setu and our own portal is what we are using. If in future, probably in coming 1 or 2 months or maybe even earlier, people can create their own apps, get it certified, and, you know, then they will also be able to kind of do the registration.
Well, that's interesting. Sir, and I am a user, you know, I kind of registered my parents. So I hope my question, other people will also benefit from it. So I registered with my father's number because, you know, they're 70 years old. So I registered them. It didn't actually tell me the confusion. What I wanted to ask you about was it didn't tell me which slots or when their turn will come. I just registered them. So is that okay or did I do something wrong?
No, you did not do anything wrong. Now you registered. Now you go to the, either you go to portal or you go to Arogya Setu app. And now you log in. Once you log in, you will see your father's, you know, name and probably your parents' name if both of them are registered.
Yes.
Then there'll be, you know, a column which will say not scheduled, which means their appointment has not been scheduled. So now you can schedule the appointment. We have, you know, made this a two-step process deliberately so, because you may register yourself and then you may decide, okay, I'll, you know, you probably won't, you don't get the slots of your choice. Then maybe you will decide that, okay, let me get that scheduling tomorrow, scheduling day after tomorrow. So registration and scheduling have been two-step process. You know, you need not schedule immediately. You can decide to schedule your appointment later.
Then so basically, secondly, we go back in and then schedule whichever slot we want.
Absolutely. Yeah. This time you log in. This time you don't register, right? Because you are already registered.
I see.
So you log in and then you can also reschedule. You know, you can reschedule it as many times as you want. Suppose you are scheduled for tomorrow something urgent comes in your family and you are not able to go to the vaccination site, you can reschedule it. The idea is that vacancy which will be created after your changing the schedule will be taken by somebody else. So in a way, it offers maximum flexibility to people. It's a citizen-centric approach. We were hitherto, because we were doing it only for our own people, which is the frontline workers or the health workers. We were doing it like a captive audience. So we were basically had their databases and then, you know, we were informing them. Now we are essentially having it a demand-driven situation where we are asking people, you register yourself, you schedule the appointment, you come over. Therefore, the possibility of no-show is much less. Understood. And that has become much, much less even after that, because now you are able to reschedule it.
So, sir, are you seeing, are most people like me who as soon as it opened, they went in there and they got themselves registered, tried to seek appointments for themselves or their families? Or are you underwhelmed, overwhelmed by the number of people who are registering themselves?
Well, 1.5 million people have registered thus far. And till whatever 2:30 or 2:30, the figure I got. Now, if like you, if there are two people on an average registered with one number, then we have about 3 million registrations. So I think people are quite, quite willing to take the vaccines and they will, there's a huge demand, so to say, at this point in time, which is a very good thing. And we will be able to scale it up because, as I had said some time back, we are capable of handling, the software is capable of handling any numbers that may come to it.
So there wasn't really, you weren't afraid of people so many logging in at the same time on the COVID portal that it would crash or something like that?
No, we were not afraid of. We have scaled up our system quite well. There may be some issues on the SMS gateway. You know, when OTPs are coming, sometimes yes. OTPs may get delayed by, half a minute or 1 minute and things like that, because there is too much congestion on that gateway. But I think otherwise we are not afraid. Our databases or our infrastructure at the back end is really, able to take care of all these numbers.
So I wanted to ask you, how do you think this second phase, the fact that you've also opened it to, it's the private sector has also joined in now. You also have the governments giving free vaccinations at various places. How do you think that's going to increase the pace of vaccination? Till now, I think it's been 0.9%, not less than 1% of India's population that's been vaccinated so far, which by that instance, and since it's been on for the last 1.5 months, it's going to take years to complete. How do you think from now on, phase two onwards, the speeding up, what kind of pace do you expect, sir?
Well, I have always maintained that numbers is not my area of operation. I am just dealing with the, building the software or building the backbone. In a way, you can call me a plumber. I'm just providing a plumbing support to this drive. And plumbers are also very important. Let me also add that. What we are seeing, if you ask me as an individual, yes. I can certainly estimate a huge spurt in numbers, and I think we'll be able to scale up very fast. But if you ask me as an official, then I will not be able to make any guesses. And I think it will all depend on how private sector hospitals, it will depend on a number of factors like supply of vaccines and availability of vaccines, etc. And also the private sector's speed, they do, how many vaccinations they do. But we have actually empaneled, we have about total of 12,500 private sector hospitals who have come on board since today. And of course, we have a number of, about 15,000 hospitals and PHCs in the public sector. So I think we have about a good 27,000-28,000, institutions. And even if, at a very conservative estimate, each one does 100, we will have 27 lakhs in a day. So I think the numbers are going to certainly go up.
As compared to in the previous phase?
Well, previous phase, we have clocked about 8 lakhs a couple of days back. That was the maximum, I suppose. So we will clock better. But again, numbers, estimating numbers is not really my area.
So I wanted to ask you, if we wanted to get, I know that this wouldn't be your area, but, you are handling the kind of, you're head of that authority and looking at vaccine administration. If we look at the healthcare and frontline workers, what percentage, keeping in mind there has been some hesitancy or unavailability or for some reason people didn't get, what percentage of our frontline and healthcare workers would you say, sir, by the beginning of this have been vaccinated so far?
Well, Sunetra, I will not be able to give the numbers, but I think we have done fairly well. We have done about... I don't remember the exact percentages, but it is certainly around 80% of the numbers. But it may be more also. But of course, just because I keep on participating in these meetings, so I keep on hearing these numbers. But the official statistics can be given by the health secretary or Dr. V.K. Paul. They are the persons who will probably know the exact numbers.
One of the things that, you know, we heard people are coming up with, because now it's opened up, I think that we are getting a much more of a sense of how people in India feel about vaccines and the kind of perception that there is. For example, if we read press in the United States, I'm sure you've also seen that, they have, you know, there's so many conspiracy theories that are going around in the US. There are many people, up to 50%, in fact, they were saying, that who are very hesitant about it. In India, what are the kind of, you know, kind of perceptions or the hesitancy fears that you are all tackling with? For example, we saw leader of the opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, today say that, you know, why is he, even though he's, because he's a senior citizen, that people should, that the government should focus more on vaccinating the young and not bother about someone like him, who said he has only about 10 years left to go. What would you say to something like that?
Well, I will not be able to really give any opinion on such subjects or these issues. The only thing which I can say is that now the Honorable Prime Minister himself has got vaccinated. That, and then, you know, going forward, I think more and more, you know, Honorable Chief Minister of Bihar also got vaccinated today, I'm told. So now I think more and more leadership comes forward. I think hesitancy will slowly go away. That's my sense. But again, you know, I'm not really... cephalologist or a kind of expert in this area, so I will not be able to say that.
Final question, yes sir, please go ahead.
I was saying the only thing which I can say is that we are ready to take all the numbers that they come to us.
Understood. Final question, sir. One of the things that many people are pointing out is that there is perhaps a walk-in system as well, that you can go to a private hospitals and perhaps that may be an opportunity to get vaccinated as well. If you are in that category, you're 70 plus, what would you like to tell those, you know, our listeners, our viewers and readers on that?
No, actually, walk-in is made for a purpose that if let's say there is a vacancy in the hospitals or the people have, they're kind of, you know, slots have not been taken by reservation system, by the system, you know, people schedule their vaccinations on those centers. Suppose, let's put it this way, an example will make it more clear, that suppose you have 100 vials or 100 shots to be given and you have exposed those vacancies to the public and public has got 100, reservations have been done against that. Then, of course, there will be probably one or two no-shows. And then, you know, at about three or four, you realize that the 98 have been done, but there are two left out. And then at that time, you reach there and you can get vaccinated. So what I'm saying is that you can get vaccinated, walk-in, provided there is vacancy. Sometimes what we will do is also in some rural areas, probably we will have to, you know, get people. So we will motivate people to come on board and you know, get more and more walk-in in these areas where we will find that these slots are not getting filled up in going ahead. So we have a facility where you can just walk in. And if there are vacancies, you can just get vaccinated.
And of course, in rural areas, like you're saying, perhaps where there wouldn't be internet access that much or people wouldn't be, they would be done through primary health centers, sir?
Right. Primary, any that for the state governments to decide as to where they want to put up the vaccination centers. But I'm basically saying that the system is flexible enough to allow, you know, scheduling, online scheduling, and also, you know, coming to the centers and getting vaccinated. At the, you know, just present your documents. And if you are between 45 and 60, produce your comorbidity certificate and you will be vaccinated.
Mr. Sharma, thank you so much for clarifying that. I'm sure everyone listening will really benefit from all the details that you've given. Thanks, sir.
Thank you very much, Sunitra. Thank you.
Well, that was a conversation, and that brings us to the end of this episode of On the Record. If you would like to share your views on it, do tweet me at Sunitra C or at HT Smartcast. Send in your feedback. And I'll be back with another episode. So join us then. Goodbye.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.